As the Idaho legislature moves toward the end of its session in Boise, legislators have said yes, barely, to a new Medicaid budget, and then no to money for more COVID testing in schools. Coeur d'Alene Republican Representative Paul Amador stuck his tongue in his cheek when he introduced the state's proposed $3.7 billion Medicaid budget.
This is everybody's favorite budget, so I'm privileged to carry it today.
Medicaid is the state medical program for people with lower incomes. Amador acknowledged it's a lot of money.
I think all of us are probably frustrated with out-of-control spending related to Medicaid, and that primarily is based upon enrollment growth and policies that have been adopted by the state and by the federal government related to Medicaid.
In 2018, the people of Idaho approved an initiative expanding Medicaid, and though the federal government is covering much of the cost, Idaho is paying more too. That was a point noted by Rexburg Republican Ronald Nate.
This is over a $600 million increase in spending from last year, which is almost the amount of money we spend on entire higher education system. The costs here are over the top, outrageous.
After a short debate, the House passed the Medicaid budget by a 36-34 vote. And then it turned to a proposal to spend up to $40 million for a program to help public and private schools provide COVID testing for students and staff. Moscow Republican Caroline Troy introduced it.
The schools have to ask for the money, and they cannot force their teachers or their students to take a COVID test.
Questions came from several skeptical legislators, including Stanley Republican Dorothy Moon.
Are we going to be using this to more or less coerce teachers into taking the shot?
No, said Troy. She said there are no underlying requirements nor plans for districts to follow. They apply if they want money. The debate went on for more than 20 minutes, with Bonner County Republican Heather Scott weighing in.
$40 million to pay for lab tests. I have a problem with this in our schools. This is just more government. It's more data collection on our kids.
In the end, the House voted that budget down 41-28. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.